Welcome back to Masechtas Tanna's Learn Together. As always, in the merit that our hostages return home, their soldiers should be saved, Israel should emerge victorious. Today we're beginning the third chapter of Masechtas Tanna's on the bottom of Daf Ches Amud Beis, moving on to your test, Amud Aleph, and then Amud Beis. Seder Tanios Elu. So now we're going to begin discussing other times of the year when one fasts, not just when there's a lack of rain. It says the Gemara as follows. Seder Tanios Elu Amar. Before we get to that, that's just part of this parak, but before we even get to that, when do we begin to initiate the series of fasts? Berevi b'shana, only when the first rains are delayed. However, if the crops begin to grow abnormally, which we'll talk about soon, so then things become much more urgent to fast because we need rain immediately, otherwise the crops will be ruined. Meaning, if it doesn't rain, so nothing's grown, so we have a little bit more time. Once things start to grow and then it ceases to rain, or things begin to grow abnormally, so then we'll lose the crop and then we'll lose the whole year. Therefore, things take on a heightened urgency. Masrin alei miyat, so immediately we'll cry out for them. So too, if it ceases to rain for 40 days between the first and second rains, so then again, all the crops that began to sprout will all die, so we have to rain. Masrin alei, we cry immediately for them, because this is going to cause a food shortage. If rain falls for the crops of a low yardly elam, doesn't fall for the trees, so the assumption here is that you need less rain, a more gentle rain, as we saw in the beginning of the Masechta for crops, but it's not going to be sufficient to water the trees. It falls for trees, not for crops. Which again, the Gemara is going to explain it to heavy rain, which is not beneficial for crops. In fact, it might be damaging, detrimental, but good for trees. It falls enough for crops and for the trees, but not enough to fill up all the cisterns, the ditches, the water holes, etc. We begin to cry out for them immediately. Okay. So too, if a city that rain does not fall on it, whereas all the surrounding cities, rain does fall on it, so we have to rain out immediately because clearly this is an act of divine punishment, and therefore our automatic reaction is to pray. Because he said, I'll cause rain to fall on one city, not fall rain to fall on another city. One field will be rained upon, one will not. Therefore, what we see from here is you have to rain. Oseir, city that received no rain, Masirin Misraim, O Mis. Ra'as, the city that receives no rain fast immediately cries out. But all the cities that surround it that do have sufficient water, they should fast as well, but not cry out. What's the reason for this? Well, very simply, because they're going to now get inundated by the members of that city, the residents of the city that had no rain. It's going to cause a famine there as well, although not to the same extent. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Masriyat, Lomas, Mizana. He says, no, the surrounding cities cry out, but do not fast. Like an irshiyesh, but dever, O Mapolazi, the city that has some sort of pestilence or buildings begin to collapse. This is probably due to a natural cause, meaning not because the people built cities that were with poor architecture, but rather because of winds or an earthquake. Osir, Mizana, Mizriyat, immediately begin to cry out and fast. The whole city, Mizana, Lomas, Mizriyat, and all the surrounding cities fast, but not cry out. Rakiva, Osiris, Lomas, Mizana. Rakiva said, no, they cry out, but they do not fast. Okay, continues Gemara. Here's a number of what's considered a pestilence? What's considered a plague? Ir hamotzia chamesh meas ragli, a city that has 500 men on foot, seemingly 500 healthy, able-bodied men, and viotzimenu gimelisim, three people die each day of natural for them. Gimelyam zechazan, three consecutive days. How is it there? It's considered a plague. Pachzim kana into there. Less than that, we say it's not considered a plague yet. This the Gemara was actually discussed a little during the COVID. So here are the following calamities we begin to cry out immediately for, perhaps fast as well. Al shvodos, on wind blast, which is some sort of detrimental wind. Val yirakon for yellowing. That seems to be. I'm not totally sure, but some say it's just when they when there's a drought, so everything turns yellow and withers. Val arba chasil, on arba locusts and chasil locusts. There are two different types of locusts. Tomorrow we'll discuss a little bit the difference between them. Al-Chayas Rog, you have beasts that are attacking animals. Al-Kharev, and when your marauding enemies passing through the land. The Syrian Alay, and you cry out these calamities of Nation Makas Halechas, because these are calamities that travel. Thus, even if it's seemingly localized, well, these things can come to you very quickly. Okay. Maisa Shiyardu, because the Canaan of Yerushalayim, the Ram of Gaza, Tainas. It once happened that the people from the hedge went down from Yerushalayim and said to everywhere, there's a public fast, all of Yerushalayim, all over Israel. Al Shneer Kamali P. Tanor Dafos Ashkelon. because there appeared to be the size of an oven's mouth of wind blast damage on grain in Ashkelon. So even though it seemed very, very small, the Gemara is explaining what happened here. They said everyone had to fast. Bogos and Tansi wants to declare the fast. There were wolves that killed two children in Eber HaYarden across the river. And they still declared a fast everywhere because, these things travel. Not even because they ate, but rather they saw these two wolves in a city, which apparently not normal, and they already were so nervous. They said, it's clear, it's a sign, we have to fast. Okay. We know we don't cry out and fast on Shabbos. However, what happens? Al Elu Mishrim Shabbos, and the following are so bad, we even to cry out on Shabbos. Al Yer Shef Kifu Nachrim, a city that's besieged by the non-Jewish hostile Gentiles. Al Nahar, a river begins to get swollen and full. Looks like it's going to overflow the banks and destroy houses and fields. Al Sfinam Atarav the Yama, city that's being tossed, a ship that's being tossed to the sea. Arius Yomra La Azar Vlo Tzaka. We cry for assistance, we not cry out in prayer. We'll discuss a little bit what that means, I believe, later on, but it's simply, we seemingly tell people to start davening, we're not going to make it communal. Shema Timiyomar, Af Al Dever for a plague, Vlohod Chom, the Chom did not agree with him. A called Tavar Shalot Tavar Atzibur, any calamity does not befall the community, but Asar Lame, we cry out for them, Chutz Mirav Geshem, except for the excessive rain, because we'll start with excessive rain. It's not so much it's destroyed crops, rather it's just a burden we're not going to cry out for. Maisa. Okay, so this is the famous story. Shamar lo l'choni ha-magel. It came to Choni the circle maker. Although some say the magel, some say it's a circle maker because of the story, and some say a magel actually is he used to tar the roofs. They used this type of a stick that was attached to a circle, which would push the tar on the roof. Okay. Shalom lechoni amagel. Hispalo, that my rabbi, 7th grade, everybody taught me that. Hispalo shiyardu gesham, to pray that rain fall. Amar lehem, he said to them, so with lisa tenor and bisach, and go out and bring the ovens they prepared for roast in the Pesach inside, because you don't want them to start dissolving in the rain, because they're clay. Hispalo yardu gesham, so he dives in the rain enough. Amar also, what did he do? Oh, uga, he drew a circle of amad with bisach, and he stands in it. Amar lefanav. Your children have looked towards me. I'm like a member of your household. I swear by your great name that I'll not move from here until you have mercy on your children. So immediately began to trickle. Omar, he said, Lo kashal to God. I didn't ask for this rain. I want rain is going to fill up the water holes, the ditches, the caves. Okay. So it begins to fall with fury. Omar, Lo kashalti el gishmi ratzim brach u'nidav. I want good rain, blessings, rain that is good. Yard ketikonon. So against the fall normally. Ochi yotzi you shrom yishlaim the harbais. So all the Jews that leave yishlaim to harbais take a shrom because of the rain. Vavram malu. People came and said he changed his baal to leim. Yardu kach his baal shiyelch lehem. So just as you pray that should rain, pray that should cease. It's too much rain. Am lehem said to them. Tzeru ramayim nimchas even hatoan. He said go out and see if the stone of the strayers has been effaced. Covered by water. So there was some sort of stone in Yerushalayim where it was basically a lost and found. It was a high point, and it was a central point, and that was, it was a lost and found. They'd announced lost items there. Go see if it's been covered over. Shokol Shimon Shetach. Shimon Shetach sends a message. Imali Choni Ata, were you not Choni Hamadol, Gazaranti Alech Anidui. I would make a ban on you. Then he said to him, Shimon Shetach was a great Tana. I said, how dare you talk to God like this? Ava Ma'azalach, what can I do? Shatim Mischat De Lifnei Amakam. You misbehave towards Hashem. God fulfilled your wish. Just like a son who misbehaves towards his father, you know, demanding things from the father. God fulfills the wish. Your father and your mother rejoice. May she who bore you be glad. So I mean to say, parents are proud of their kids, and that's what you are. So if this just goes back to the original part. Let's say they begin to fast. It begins to rain. For them before sunrise, well, Yishlam, they shouldn't complete the fast. They can stop fasting immediately. Lachar nitzachamba, Yishlam, they should complete the fast. Lazer Omer, Kodim Chatzos, Lo Yishlimu, Lachatzos, Yishlam. Again, they begin to fast, and then it begins to rain before nitzachamba, the sun goes up, stop the fast. If it begins afterwards, you complete the fast. And Lazer says, no, so long as you get to, it rains before Chatzos, midway through the day, you don't finish the fast. Maisa Shagaz, Rutainis, but Lud. He wants to declare the fast in Lud. Your language shum god chatzos and began to rain before chatzos. Amalar of Tarfon, say you've achlu shas v'asi yom to go out, eat, drink, and make a holiday. They went and did so. And they came back to Shul and they recited Halal HaGadol in great praise for God for this miracle. Okay, says the Mishnah as follows. Says Gemara as follows. Seder Tainios Elo Amar Revirishana. So we have a little problem. The Mishnah stated that these things happen only when the first rains are delayed, the first quarter. Uraminu Revirishana Ushni Lasha. But we said elsewhere, Bryce says, the first and second rains are required to pray. We only begin to pray the third rain. So again, we only begin to fast the third rain. So our mission seems to imply we get to fast if it doesn't rain the first time. But Bryce says, no, if it doesn't rain the first and the second part of the year, so then we pray. Only at the third, we commence fasting. Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda, Hachi Kamar. Seder Tais Amar Emasai, Bizman Shiyotzer, Verishana, Ushniyo, Shlishis. When the first, second, and third rains have passed, the rain has not fallen, then we begin to fast. Says as follows. This is how we resolve it. If a regular normal year doesn't rain, there's a drought for this first, second, and third. It's the first and second we pray. The third, we begin to fast. But what happens if it begins to rain and then things begin to sprout but don't grow because it ceases to rain? So then we begin to cry out immediately because otherwise the crops will be destroyed. Omer of Nachman, Dafka Nishto. This is only when the plants change, meaning you see they're starting to change due to the fact that there's not enough sufficient water. Aviyashulah, but if they dried up already, we don't cry at our fast because at that point it's too late. We don't pray for a miracle. Pshita, this is Avi Shtanath. Now the Mishnah explicitly said it when they changed. Lo tricha t'akum. This is where the stalks grew after the crops grew up. Ma'atame, you might have said akatana imilzi, that when the growth of stalk is significant, that they can recover, kamashvlan, they can't. Mean to say that you might have thought that if it hadn't grown funny, so and it grows a little bit after it dries up, so then that's enough to say we can still daven. We're not praying for a miracle, we're praying just for it to rain and continue to water. And the answer is no. At that point, it can't possibly recover. It's too late. Similarly, the Rishna says if it rains, ceases to fall between the first rains and the second rains. So after 40 days, we have to begin to we cry out because it's going to cause a shortage. Ma makas mitzoros. What does it mean a shortage? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Makkah maybe they had tzaras. It means something that's going to lead to a shortage. That's what it means. It means it's going to lead to not enough rain. There's not enough food. Amar Nachman, Nahara, Nahara. River to river, Beturasa is a shortage. Medina, Kafna. So when there is food available, you just have to travel across a river, or maybe you could say you can procure the food through a river transport, which is similar. It's much easier. So then it's only a shortage. But if it's in different regions, you have to travel over land, which is much more arduous. So at that point, it's considered a famine. I mean to say, if there's food available and if you can easily ship it over, you know, Amazon Prime, then it's a shortage. But if you have to wait, you know, around Christmas time when suddenly Amazon takes a week, so that's a famine. Bamar of Yechanina, Besela, Shchichas. So now we're going to talk about a little bit of inflation. If the price of wheat is inflated, that's one sela of wheat one sa of wheat, which is the measurement amount for one sela, that means that's the regular price. The shirasa, a food shortage is arba v'lo shchiach, is when you have four sa for a sela, which sounds like, oh, it's very good, it's depreciated. However, there's not enough wheat to do this. Conflict, that's considered a famine. I mean to say that if there's a lot of, if wheat is very cheap, but there's not, you can't get it, so what? Who cares? It's a famine. They taught this only when the money is inexpensive and people have a lot of money to spend, but produce is very expensive. But when money is expensive, as in the economy is depressed and people are poor, even the produce is inexpensive, we immediately cry out immediately. So again, just different permutations. If people have a lot of money, but there's not a lot of food, so you're in trouble. If people don't have a lot of money, but there's a lot of food, they also can't procure it, so you're also in trouble. You cry out immediately. I remember when four saw sold for one sela. Yet people were starving because they didn't have the money to purchase the food. Again, the price is depreciated. Four saw for a sela, and usually it's one saw for a sela. However, what good does that do when there's a depression going on? No one has money. Next, so rain falls for the crops, but not for the trees. So I understand how rain can fall for crops, not for trees. You know, light rains fall, but not heavy rains, which is enough to benefit the trees. when heavy rains come for the trees, but not enough for the light rains for the crops. I get that as well. I also understand, says the Gemara, I also understand when enough can fall for the waterhole ditches and caves. I understand how enough can fall for both the crops and trees, but not for the waterhole ditches and caves. You need a significant more amount of water for that. However, not enough came. How do you have enough? So much rain falls, you fill up all the ditches, the holes, and pools, and caves, and cisterns, but not enough. But not somehow it's not enough rain for the trees and the fields. No rain falls in a downpour, which fills up the reservoirs, but it's detrimental to the crops and the trees. Tanu Rabbanan. Masrin ala ilanas bipras Pesach. We cry out on the count. We cry out for rain on the count of the trees that have not got enough water by Pesach. And on the count of water holes, the ditches, and caves that have not have enough filled up by Sukkot time. And if it's not enough water to drink, Masrin lemiyat. And all these things we cry out immediately, even during the summer, even when it's not normally supposed to rain. What's considered immediately? We keep saying immediately. Shnei v'chamish v'sheni. Monday, Thursday, and a Monday. Okay. Says the Gemara, all these things we only cry out only within the place where it's where it's a affected, the country where it's affected, but we don't cry out in a different country on their behalf. However, Askara, Bisman Sheyeshba Misa, but when with regard to Askara, when there's Misa, Askara is some very deadly sort of disease, some sort of plague. Bisman Sheyeshba Misa, Misran Alehem. So then we cry out immediately, but if it's not causing death, we don't cry out on it. We cry out on account of gova locusts, even the slightest amount, because we see a little bit, they're gonna have a lot of them. Even for chagav, which we cry out immediately. So the machlokes seemingly here is that the once we see locusts, we assume more are going to come. So by the Govi, for sure, by the chagav, the Tanakhama thinks no, but Rav Shimon says no, once we see a little chagav locusts, you're gonna have a lot more. Says the Gemara, Tanur Abadam Asriyan al Ha'ilanus, we cry out on the count of tree of insufficient rain for trees. Bishar Shnei Shavua, only during the years of the Shemitah cycle, but not during Shemitah itself, because who needs rain during Shemitah? It's not going to benefit you or cause you a loss. Abaras al Shechem al Ma'oros, Afil Bishfigas. But if it's not enough rain for the water holes, ditches, cisterns, etc., we cry out during the Shemitah year because that's drinking water. I thought this was fascinating. Look, at the end of the day, when the what happens to the produce of Shemitah? Well, the poor people can come and take. So on account of them, we want it to rain so that they have their food, and therefore we cry out for the rain during the Shemitah year so that the crops grow in order that the poor people can be sustained. Says the Gemara, Tani Idah, Masriyan al Ailanos. We cry out on account of rain, Bishar Shnei Shvua, al Havoros al Shif Mamaros, I feel the Shviyas. And on trees as well, we cry out because of the poor, as well as in Svichon. Svichon are aftergrowths, meaning during the Shemitah year, sometimes you have these aftergrowths of plants, and we learned all about this during the, when we learned about Shvias in Mishnah Yomi, but essentially it's growths during the seventh year that are come from the seeds from the previous year. Why? Because they provide sustenance to the poor. Tanim Rilazer ben Parta, Sizer Lez ben Parta, Yom Shchar Beis HaMikdash, Nasu Geshamim Tzmukim Le'olam. Once the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed, rain does not fall the same way it fell before. Yeshan Shagashim Merubin, Yeshan Shagashim Mutim. Sometimes it rains a lot, sometimes a little, it's not consistent. Yeshan Shagashim Yardim Isman. Sometimes rain falls at the proper time. Yeshanash Ein Geshamim Yardim Isman. Times when the rain does not fall at the proper time. We can say we lost a certain Hashkafa, a certain providence in the natural cycle. I think what possibly the Gemara seems to indicate, or at least this opinion, is that oftentimes we look at in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, one can perhaps look at the natural cycle, and based off that, you can say, okay, we can see the God's divine plan, whereas now things take their course. To some extent, God's in the way, maybe abandon us. Again, this is more Ashkaf, I'm not getting into that now. A year when rain falls in the proper time, what's it compared to? The servant whose master gives him his weekly amount of rain on Sunday, and therefore he has enough to bake all week, even for the following week. So he has time on Sunday to cook and bake and have food for all week. If a year of rain is not falling in the proper time, what's it compared to? A servant whose master gave him the food only on Erev Shabbos, She doesn't have enough time to bake it in time for Shabbos and cannot eat it properly. Okay. A year in which rains are abundant. What can you compare it? To a person gets paid up, servant gets paid up front. I mean, they never let's get paid up front, not in installments. Now he has a huge stash of money. The minstrel grind from a core the same amount that they grind from a kav. That is, when you have, if you every time you grind, you lose a little bit of, because you're going to lose a little bit. You're not going to gather all of it. So you grind everything at once, you lose less than if you grind a little bit at a time, where every time you lose, and that cumulatively ends up losing more. Nimsas isa ochas bin a kor kumo ochas bin a kav. And therefore, the result, dough that's needed, dough consumes as much from a core as it consumes from a kav. Okay. Shana shikasham mut and lamu dama, a year where rain is sparse, can compare to levit, just as larabba, but also certainly his masochism, his yearly alignment little by little. Nimsa rechai mash, tochen has been a kor, tochen has been a kav. So as a result, you require more grain at the end of the day than if you were given all at once, because you're going to lose a little each time you grind it up. Nimsa kav, tochen has a kor, tochen has been a kav. Dover acher, bismash shikasham mut and lamu dama, another comparison. A year when rain is abundant can be compared to Ladush and Megavel as a tit, a person who needs clay, initial mine rob, because a lot of water, mine and colon a tit gobiofa. So water's not used up and the clay is needed nicely. In Yeshla Mai Muatos, but if water is only a little water, mine kalim a tit anus gavioff, the water is used up and he finished kneading, the clay is not needed properly. Okay, we're gonna stop here because next part is a story which continues pretty far into Tafchaf Amid Aleph. I wish you all a wonderful day.